And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 19th of January, 2025. Tenderness Toward Existence Day is celebrated on January 19 every year. It is a special day to celebrate the feeling of connection with all creatures on this beautiful planet. There are 7.9 billion people who live on Earth, and we share our home with over 8.7 million other species. Every single one of these species is unique and plays an important role in their environment. Every life has value, and that value is what we celebrate on this day. Thousands of species of animals are going extinct every year. Human activity is solely responsible for this. Humanity is capable of great compassion. As individuals, we all have the capacity for sympathy and empathy to feel deeply for the creatures around us. This sense of deep affection, connection, and a desire to care for all living beings is what is expressed as tenderness. This is our greatest strength as a species and will be the key to our survival. The release of the documentary film Blackfish was on this day in 2013. Blackfish focuses on Tilikum, an orca held by SeaWorld, and the controversy over captive orcas. The coverage of Tilikum includes his capture in 1983 off the coast of Iceland when he was torn away from his family and ocean home at the age of 2. He spent more than 30 years in captivity, most of it at SeaWorld. His anguish and frustration, caused by years of intense confinement and lack of emotional and intellectual stimulation, and the harassment by fellow captive orcas, led him to kill 3 humans. In the wild, orcas swim up to 100 miles a day and 7,000 miles a year. Blackfish also focuses on SeaWorld's claims that lifespans of orcas in captivity are comparable to those in the wild, a claim which is false. Orcas in the wild live 2 to 3 times longer than orcas in captivity. The documentary argues that the wild-caught orcas experience extreme stress when captured as juveniles and spending a lifetime in aquaria being forced to perform and breed led to aggression toward other orcas and humans. The film features footage of Tilikum's attacks on trainers and other captive orcas, as well as interviews with witnesses. In response to the film, New York State Senator Greg Ball proposed legislation in New York that bans keeping orcas in captivity. California State Assemblyman Richard Bloom introduced the Orca Welfare and Safety Act, a bill in California that would ban orca captivity and retire all current whales. U.S. Congressmen Adam Schiff and Jared Huffman attached an amendment to the Agriculture Appropriations Act, requiring the USDA to update regulations in regards to cetacean captivity. It passed with unanimous bipartisan support. Schiff cited Blackfish as raising public concern. In March of 2016, SeaWorld announced it would end its orca breeding program and begin to phase out all live performances using orcas. The company did end its sordid orca breeding program. However, it still uses other dolphins and whales as breeding machines to create generations of suffering animals in order to fill the park's tanks. SeaWorld faced more than half a dozen lawsuits from shareholders alleging it had misled investors about the impact of Blackfish. In 2020, following pressure from PETA, SeaWorld ended the practice of dolphin surfing during shows, in which trainers would stand on dolphins' faces and ride on their backs. Numerous companies, including TripAdvisor, Airbnb, and JetBlue Airways, cut ties with SeaWorld after acknowledging that keeping highly intelligent, emotionally complex animals in concrete tanks is cruel. And here's a reading from Genesis 1. God spoke, "Swarm, ocean, with fish and all sea life. Birds fly through the sky over earth." God created the huge whales, all the swarm of life in the waters, and every kind and species of flying birds. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill the ocean. Birds reproduce on earth. It was evening, it was morning, day 5. Genesis 1:20-23. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to have tenderness toward existence today.